Now listen here. He said, as it is written. So you don't have an option. If you're going with God, if you're going to live life God's way, you don't have an option. The just shall live by faith. That's the only way you're to live. Who are the just? They got to be talking about me. Got to be talking about you. You raise your hand and say you were born again. That means you've been justified. What does it mean to be justified? It means that I am uncondemned. I think I'll do this and get ready to close. You need to hear this. I read it before, but I'm going to read it again because this is what repetition. This is how we learn. Let me get there, and then I'll. Here we go. I want you to listen real close to this. He said, "The just shall live how? By faith." That if he had it. If he had another way for you to live, he said some of the just shall live by faith and the rest of them shall live this way. But he said those that have been declared righteous, they live by faith. Hello, somebody. How do they live? Those of my children live by faith. Let me show you what he did. Whoo, if you could get this revelation. See, people put tags on you. And especially religious folks. God, you mess up, you miss it, and do I condone sin? You ought to get up and get on out of here. No, it's just known you're going to miss it. But when I love Jesus, I'm not looking for a way to sin. I'm looking for a way to please him more. Because he's on the inside of me. I'm aware of his presence right now. And I'm looking for a way to sin. And he's right here with me. Come on, y'all. I got to be real dense. But watch this. Whew. If y'all can pull this up, Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 20. Let me see. I'm going to read it in the way you listen. And I'm reading this one from the Passion. You need to hear this. Colossians 1, 19. I'm going to read 19 down to 22. Listen to it. For God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Jesus, in Christ. God is satisfied to have all, listen to what it said. God is what? Satisfied to have all his what? Fullness dwelling in Christ. He's satisfied. And where is Christ? He's in me. Listen now. If he had, God has his fullness dwelling in Christ, and Christ is in me, that means I need to get in there and learn all about his fullness. And fullness means nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is complete. Nothing. What I need is over. I have it in abundance and overflow fashion. Why? Because there's no limit in God. So listen to verse 20. And by the blood of his cross, everything in heaven and earth is brought back to himself. Back to its original intent. See, everything in heaven, look now, everything in heaven, see, there were some things in heaven was out of order. And that everything in earth is brought back to its original intent. God never intended for any sickness to be that right now there's no sickness in heaven where God lives. He doesn't intend for any sickness to be on earth. There's no poverty in heaven. He doesn't intend for any poverty to be on this earth. So what have he done? He brought it back to its original intent that you can live on this earth and not live in poverty. You can live on this earth and live prosper with all the naysayers, all the plans, and all the pitfall, all the scam that's out there. You can live on this earth and be prosperous. So back to its original intent, restore it to innocent again. Listen, restore it to innocent again. See, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, they didn't have no clothes. They were dressed in the glory. They were innocent. You know what makes you guilty? You know why we have to wear clothes? Because, boy, we have a problem now. We have a real problem. Oh, everybody innocent. If they're innocent, they don't walk in it. Come on. Can you imagine me standing up trying to preach to you with no clothes? We wouldn't get nothing done. We would not get anything done. Not talking about Jesus. But he has restored us to innocent again. Listen, listen, listen how he did it. Listen to what's going on now. Listen, listen. Even though, this is verse 21, even though you were once distant from him, living in the shadows of your evil thoughts and action, he reconnected you back to himself. He restored his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as a sin payment on your behalf, so that you would dwell where? In his presence. And now there is nothing between you and the Father God. But you listen to people, they'll tell you, God is going to get you for this and he's going to get you for that. You messed up yesterday and God's going to get you. That's why he put 1 John 1:9. So when I miss it, I get rid of it. I don't have to let the guilt get me. I repent so he can keep me in perfect peace. Did y'all hear what I said? That's why I recognize, Lord, I missed it, didn't I? I didn't say that right. I didn't do that right. I didn't think right of it. I didn't treat that person right. I repent so he keep me. See, if I stay over that guilt to get me, strife will get me, I start blaming somebody else for what I've done wrong. You know I'm telling the truth. Trying to free myself, but if I repent, he keeps me in perfect peace. And my faith to work. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.